Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. Yeah, this is Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, and it's better late than never, isn't it? Whew, I tell you, this past weekend, the doctor was just totally, totally busy. I didn't have a chance to do the podcast, but I'm here now. Worry not, the doctor is in. Okay, I just had one of the most busy computery weekends I've had in a long time, and I didn't have a chance to do the podcast, and that's why we're here on a delayed basis doing the podcast on a Tuesday. Very strange. You know, it's like the stars aren't quite aligned properly because something's out of whack since we're not doing it on a Saturday morning. But that's okay. It's all going to be all right. We have so many things to talk about. I tell you, you know, that's one thing about doing the podcast. Instead of doing it every week at the end of a week, you've got a week and a couple of days, and you just got more stuff to talk about. So hang in there. We're going to get to all of them, particularly once I get the frog out of my throat. Ribbit, ribbit, it's in there. I just have to get it out. At any rate, you know that I like to bring you strange geek culture-y things. And one of our favorite geek culture guys is Weird Al Yankovic. Weird Al always comes through. He always brings us stuff that's just too cool. And, you know, like, what about the Pentiums? Or it's all about the Pentiums. I love that song. It's all about the Pentiums. It's rocking. It truly is. And I really like it. But we have one for you now that I have to set up. It takes a little bit of setup and a little bit of explanation, okay? First of all, let me say that for those of you who don't know and perhaps cannot tell, probably you can, I am what is known in the vernacular as a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant, a WASP. Now, that term came out many years ago to describe people who are just kind of, you know, they're white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, basically, is what it boils down to. Now, here's the thing about that. You know, I got blue eyes. I'm not what you'd call, you know, with it when it comes to culture like the hip-hop culture, African-American culture, you know, whatever. However, here's the thing. Dr. Bill is close friends with many of our African-American brethren. And as a matter of fact, one of my very close friends, Chucky Daniel, is about to have his own podcast. And I encourage you to stay tuned because Chucky is coming with his very own podcast. And he wants me to come on as a guest. How's that for strange? Okay. Anyway, if you go to ChuckyDaniel.com, you can check out his blog, which doesn't have anything in it except, hello, here's my blog. Because I keep bugging him that he needs to keep doing. Come on, Chucky, get with it. Do the blog. But he's real excited about the podcast, and we're trying to get his equipment set up to do that and so forth. And so, anyway, so things are happening in that regard. But I mention that because the African-American lifestyle and community is something that I'm somewhat more familiar with because I have friends who are African-American. However, for me personally, okay, I'm white and I'm nerdy. Okay? That's just the way it is. I'm sorry. It's true. Now, in the case of Weird Al, Weird Al is also, apparently, white and nerdy because he did a song called White and Nerdy. Okay. But it's a takeoff song, a parody song of a song that I am completely unfamiliar with because, okay, I'm white and nerdy. All right. But the lyrics of this song are just awesomely cool because he goes into things that are, shall we say, of the white and nerdy culture that some of us, like me, are very familiar with. So if you listen to the lyrics very closely, you will hear about some of these white, nerdy, cultural things. And it's just very cool because he takes the song from the approach of that he'd really like to be able to hang out with the hip-hop gangsters, you know. But unfortunately, they don't want him to hang out with them because he's just too white and nerdy. So enough setup for the song. Let's listen to Weird Al explain to us this issue.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I wanna roll with the gangsters, but so far they all think I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. Really, really white and nerdy.
First class here at MIT. Got skills, I'm a champion of D&D. MC Escher, that's my favorite MC. Keep your 40 out, just have an Earl Grey tea. My rims never spin, to the contrary, you'll find that they're quite stationary. All of my action figures are cherry. Stephen Hawking's in my library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces. Yo, I know pie to a thousand places. Ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces. I order all of my sandwiches with mayonnaise. I'm a whiz, a minesweeper, I can play for days. Once you see my sweet moves, you're gonna stay amazed. My fingers moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze. There's no killer app I haven't run. At Pascal, well, I'm number one. Do vector calculus just for fun. I ain't got a gap, but I got a soldering gun. Happy Days is my favorite theme song. I can sure kick your butt in a game of ping pong. I'll ace any trivia quiz you bring on. I'm fluent in JavaScript as well as Klingon.
You see me roll on my Segway. I know in my heart they think I'm white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Can't you see I'm white and nerdy? Look at me, I'm white and nerdy. I like to roll with the gangsters, although it's apparent I'm too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy. I'm just too white and nerdy. How'd I get so white and nerdy?
I've been browsing, inspecting X-Men comics, you know I collect them. The pens in my pocket, I must protect them. My ergonomic keyboard never leaves me bored. Shopping online for deals on some writable media. I edit Wikipedia. I memorize Holy Grail really well. I can recite it right now and have you ROTFLOL. I got a business doing websites. While friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Even made a homepage for my doll. Yo, I got myself a fanny pack. They were having a sale down at the Gap. Spend my nights with a roll of bubble wrap. Pop, pop, hope no one sees me getting freaky.
I'm nerdy and the extreme and whiter than sour cream.
I was in AV club and glee club and even the chess team. Only question I never thought was hard. What do I like, Kirk, or do I like Picard?
Spend every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Got my name on my underwear. They see me strolling, they laughing, and rolling their eyes cause I'm so white and nerdy.
Just because I'm white and nerdy. Just because I'm white and nerdy. All because I'm white and nerdy. Holy cow, I'm white and nerdy.
I wanna bowl with the gangsters, but oh well, it's obvious I'm white.
Think I'm just too white and nerdy. Think I'm just too white and nerdy.
I'm just too white and nerdy.
Look at me, I'm white and nerdy.
Well, that just kind of ends suddenly, doesn't it? Just kind of, and it's over. Wow, I was expecting to segue right out of that and into talking, but unfortunately, it just quit. Anyway, let's go back and look at the lyrics to the song. Now, as I understand it, this is a parody of a song called Riding Dirty, which I am told is not a song you want to listen to. And from the title, it sounds like probably it isn't. However, Weird Al took the tune and wrote these lyrics as a counterpoint to the negativity of the other song. Now, let's investigate some of the things that he talks about. He says that he's first in his class at MIT. Okay. He's got skills. He's a champion at D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, something that I played in my college days. Yes, indeed. Don't play it anymore. However, that's one that I am familiar with. M.C. Escher. Have you ever seen the M.C. Escher paintings, you know, of the staircases that go nowhere? They go up and over and around and twist and turn and all this kind of stuff. The M.C. Escher painting, very strange. I like strange. So M.C. Escher is his favorite M.C., you know, like the MC, the guys who are doing the records with the stuff, you know, scratches. Never mind. Okay, he says he'll have Earl Grey tea. If you remember, Earl Grey tea is the favorite of Captain Picard. Pretty cool. My rims never spin. Now, for those of you that aren't into the African-American hip-hop culture, you may not be aware that cars... You see, they've designed these hubcaps on the cars that spin. Even when the car is stationary, it makes it look like the wheel is still turning. And so, you know, the car stops and the thingies just keep spinning and it's very strange. And you look at it and you go, well, that's really weird. Well, he says in the song, my rims never spin. To the contrary, you'll find they're quite stationary. Right. All of his action figures are cherry. Now, of course, cherry being a term meaning that they are mint condition. Stephen Hawking's in my library. Now, of course, Stephen Hawking, as we know, is a brilliant astrophysicist and has many theories of the origins of the universe and things of that nature, and very esoteric, deep, philosophical, scientific study, and it's, of course, in his library. My MySpace page is all totally pimped out. Now, there's been a lot of things in the news about MySpace and its use and misuse and things of that nature, but basically on the web, and there you go. Got people begging for my top 8 spaces on his webpage. He says, yo, I know pi to 1,000 places. I don't know pi to 1,000 places. I know a few, you know, but not 1,000 places. There are people who can recite it to that degree. Thousands and thousands of places. I don't understand that. But then again, I've never been that much into math. Anyway, ain't got no grills, but I still wear braces, as in braces on his teeth. You really need to see the video. The video rocks. You need to see this video. It's very cool. Anyway, orders all of his sandwiches with mayonnaise. He's a whiz at Minesweeper. I could play for days. You know, the little game, Minesweeper. Never saw the fascination with Minesweeper myself. Just never got into it, you know, because every time I'd click on something, it'd just blow up. I mean, what's the deal there? It just doesn't. Anyway, you can see my sweet moves. You're gonna stay amazed, you know, playing the Minesweeper. My finger's moving so fast, I'll set the place ablaze, and it shows him on his keyboard just going crazy. It's very cool. Really need to see the video. Anyway, talks about that he's number one at Pascal, which is a computer language, of course, writing computer language Pascal. He does vector graphics just for fun. Not me. Anyway, he goes on with a lot of other cool things that are really neat, but let's see if I can find some that really struck me. Oh, yes. He says, I edit Wikipedia. Now, geeks and nerds really are the ones that are behind Wikipedia. And if you want to know something geeky and nerdy, you can go look it up there and you will find it. If you go to a regular encyclopedia, you probably aren't going to find a lot of entries on Naruto, for instance. Okay? A Japanese anime character. Just not going to find it in Funkin' Wagnalls. Okay? But if you go to Wikipedia, dude, you're going to find a lot of information. Oops, I said the word dude. I'm sorry. You'll just have to back up the tape, so to speak, the podcast recording, which is not a tape, actually, it's a file. But anyway, back it up and eliminate that word, D-E-W-D, because, remember, I did have someone say that I shouldn't say dude quite so much. So, I'm sorry. Anyway, he said he memorized Holy Grail really well. If you'll notice, nerds tend to sit around and quote Monty Python and the Holy Grail. You know, just something they do. I've been known to do that myself, actually. Particularly the part about the holy hand grenade. I really like that part with the holy hand grenade. But at any rate. Or the guy who, you know, they're talking along there and they talk about what floats, because they're trying to test a witch. You know, a witch is supposed to, if you throw the witch in the water, the witch is made of wood and, of course, will float. It's a medieval thing. It's just something they believed back then. So they ask the question, what floats? And someone says, very small rocks. It's very strange. But at any rate, it's a lot of fun. Enjoy Monty Python and the Holy Grail. That's why nerds quote it a lot. So he has that in there. I thought that was cool. He says, I can recite it right now and have you R-O-T-F-L-O-L, rolling in the floor laughing, basically, is the geeky phrase coming from that. But he says, I got a business doing websites. When my friends need some code, who do they call? I do HTML for them all. Yeah, dude. See, I said it again. I'm sorry. That's something I do, of course, is websites. Webmaster. There you go. All right. Homepage for his dog. Now, I don't have a dog. I have a cat. And she doesn't have a homepage because she would look at me and go, you've got to be kidding. So I haven't done her homepage. But not because we don't love our kitty. Our kitty Tiger is very important to us. But she just thinks that a webpage is just so last season, okay? All right, so let's keep looking here. He's got a fanny pack. That's something I've never had. Never had a fanny pack. Not really interested in it, because it would catch on things as I go through doors, and it would flip me around. And I have enough problems with that with my belt loops on my pants. Have you ever noticed how your belt loops sometimes get caught, and then you get trapped, and you're, I can't move? And so a fanny pack would just make that worse. That's just a phenomenon, I think, of white and nerdy guys that happens to. Belt loops, bad thing. Particularly for people like me that don't wear belts. You know, I wear suspenders. I don't wear belts, so the belt loops are kind of there just to annoy me. But I digress. He says he's whiter than sour cream. He was in the AV. I'm not sure exactly what that is. AV Club? AV Club. Audiovisual? Maybe? Probably? I don't know. The Glee Club. You know, the Glee Club. Never was in that either. The chess team, never got into chess. Okay, sorry, can't identify there. But these are all white and nerdy things. Okay, that's basically his point. And then he finds that the question that he ever thought was hard was, do I like Kirk or do I like Picard? Now that, my friends, is something that I can really get into as a Trekker, because Kirk, you see, is the antithesis to Picard. Picard was always very... very calm and collected, and he believed in the Prime Directive, and he believed in the principles of the Federation, and he was always just so by the book. Whereas Captain Kirk, not so much, okay? He tended to think, let's just shoot whoever it is, and then we'll find out if they're friendly, okay? He tended to break the Prime Directive basically every time he went into a planetary system. You know? And he was actually a lot more fun to watch than Picard. Picard was a little bit on the Borg side. At least until he was captured by the Borg and Borgified, shall we say, if that's a proper term, and became Locutus of Borg. And once that occurred, and then Dr. Crusher took out all the Borg parts, Picard got just a little bit unbalanced. Just a little. And so when the Borg showed back up, then he was really kind of ticked off. And he says, we draw the line here! And he just kind of went for it like Kirk did, you see. And so he was more Kirk-like at that point. And a lot more interesting, I must say, because he wanted to take out the Borg. Okay, maybe we got into that just a little bit more than we should have. But I'm a real Trekker, and I really love to talk about these philosophical differences between Kirk and Picard. Now, the guy goes on here in the song to say he spends every weekend at the Renaissance Fair. Now, the Renaissance Fair is a very interesting thing. You see, this goes back to the white and nerdy culturization of things old. See, there used to be I'm sure there still is, an organization called the Society for Creative Anachronism. SCA, and the people who were in the SCA also were science fiction people, which is strange if you think about it. Think about it for a second. Society for Creative Anachronism basically takes the Renaissance and brings the Renaissance to the present to celebrate the aspects of the Renaissance that they like. Now, those same people are into science fiction. I don't understand. Again, it's a white and nerdy kind of thing. But at any rate, I knew people who were in the Society for Creative Anachronism, and they like to dress up in the long gowns, the ladies, of course. And the guys, you know, like to put on the leggings and the various accoutrements appropriate to the age. And I even knew a couple who got married at, you know, a castle dressed in Renaissance-style clothing. Very strange. At any rate, these folks told me about a Renaissance Fair, and I went to the Renaissance Fair, and it was kind of cool, you know. I mean, you know, they had people on lutes playing the little lutes and going around, and they had the Renaissance-style clothing and all the various strange things. And they had a lot of pottery and paintings and things that I actually bought the pottery and paintings because I thought they looked really cool. But at any rate, that's what a Renaissance Fair is all about, and he spends every weekend there. I only went once. Once was plenty. I liked the paintings. I liked the pottery. I did buy some. But anyway, I digress. Got my name in my underwear. Now, you see, there's one that I can truly identify with, because my mom, when I went to camp, always made sure that my name was written in my underwear. Now, I never questioned why my name was in my underwear. I don't know why anyone would want to steal your underwear. or why you would ever be in a situation that once someone stole your underwear, you would say, look, my name's on it, give it back. Never had problems with that. But then again, maybe it was because my name was sewn in my underwear, so I never had that problem. Those of you who maybe didn't have your name sewn in your underwear, did you have that problem? I don't know. Anyway, so I can identify with that. All of these things, all of these cultural phenomenon are part of being white and nerdy. So it's forever celebrated in the song by Weird Al. So there you go. Enjoy the geek culture for this week. My goodness, I'm almost out of time. How did it take that long to do one song? I guess it was all the talking about the song afterward, maybe, that was the real issue. Drat! Well, that's just the way it is. Let me give you a few things very quickly. First of all, Bob Kessler. Hello, Bob. Hi, Bob. He's from California. He's the one that has won our contest. He is getting a 512 memory stick as soon as I can get it in the mail, which I really have to do. I have to go get that in the mail. Probably try to do that today. Bob, I'm sorry I haven't got it in the mail yet, but I will get it out to you. He won our contest. That's so cool because we had our 52nd podcast, 1 year of podcasting, and now we are on our second year. Next item, quickly, laser beams to replace wires. Yes, there are computer chips that are using laser beams to transfer data. Read about it in the blog. I don't have time to go into it. Light-emitting t-shirt. Watch the video. It is so cool. Philips LumaLive fabric. It has all kinds of cool things on the t-shirt. You need to click on that. You need to watch the video because it rocks. How quickly can Dr. Bill finish his podcast items before we have to go off the air? Two very serious Windows security problems. Alert, alert, wah, wah, alert. Steve Gibson on a special edition of Security Now. He did it special just because of these two very special alerts. You need to find out about it. One is a vulnerability in Microsoft's Vector Markup Language, VML, that allows remote code execution on your system. That is bad. The other one is for anybody running Windows 2000. Okay, that could be 2000 Server, 2000 Advanced Server, 2000 Professional, which is what they call the workstation. In any case, anybody running Windows 2000, you really need to patch this bad security patch that was passed out by Microsoft because of their lack of testing. This original security patch, which is number 920958, that patch can cause corruption of NTFS compressed files on your system. So you need to download the fix if you have applied that security patch, which if you've been diligent to apply all of Microsoft security patches, you probably did it, so you need to apply this patch. So that's a very special important announcement. All right, whew, man, how are we doing on time? I got to keep going here quickly. Okay, here's a hint. This is a really cool geeky hint. Whoa, this one rocks, and that is, if you're used to Linux and Unix text manipulation using commands like cat or sort or tail, then you know the power and the benefits of those commands. And we don't have them normally under Windows unless you get the new, new text utilities for Windows. New text utils for Windows. Click on that link. Get the file textutils-2.1-1.exe. Click on that. Install it. Put it in your path, and I give you complete instructions there in the blog. Go find that right there in the blog. Put it in your path. I show you exactly what you need to put in there. And then you'll be able to use the sort command, unique, cat, tail, all of these cool commands. How cool and geeky is that? Yes. All right, Geek Software of the Week. You know I love to bring you Geek Software of the Week. And this is a good one for sure. You need to get this one. It is NTREGOPT, NTRegOpt, or Registry Optimization. Now, I know you regularly defrag your hard drive for thrills. Part of Weird Al's song, What About the Pentiums? You know you do it. Okay? So you need to be defragging that hard drive. Absolutely, I agree. I do it all the time. However, most people don't know that they also need to defrag their registry. How do you defrag your registry, you might ask? There's no command like disk defrag. No, but there is a program that is written specifically to defrag your Windows registry. Go download it, use it. It rocks. And of course, it's 100% free. And it will help clean and optimize your system, which is a good thing. And the last item, fortunately, because I have sped through it at lightning speed, is the fact that I'm doing the podcast on a delayed basis because time has gotten the best of me. We might actually have a little teeny bit extra time since I sped through all those items so quickly to talk about a few of the emails that I have gotten at Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. One of which was a listener wrote and said that they are going to Linux. They're leaving Windows behind. Hooray! But they had a question. They said, what do I need to do to replace my WIN modem so that my dial-up works? Well, see, there's a problem. Because WIN modems are based on using the operating system under Windows to mimic the actual activity of a real modem. Basically, it's not a real modem. It's a way that vendors can do cheap stuff, make really sorry things that aren't really modems, and call them WIN modems, and it's a bad thing. Okay, but you can go to linmodems.org. There are some chipsets that will allow you to use a modem, a WIN modem, I should say, under Linux, and you can check that out. This may be a tip that I've already given you. I have a deja vu-ish feeling that I've given this to you before. If I have, I'm sorry. I have this list here I'm trying to get through, so let me go on to the next one. Here's a person that writes me, says, George, he called George, and he says, I just heard your first podcast. It was great. I like how you want to keep people safe. I appreciate it. Thank you, George. I appreciate you writing, and I appreciate the fact that you understand that I'm trying to keep people safe in their computing pursuits. Yes, indeed. Okay. Here's a guy who wrote and said, I recently received a new laptop with an 80 gig hard drive. Good for you. The hard drive is partitioned into several drives, C and D. What is the purpose of making partitions? C and D. They have 35 gigs each. There's another partition, unnamed, with 2 gigs. Is there an open source partition magic to make my C drive bigger? D drive is called data, but nothing ever goes there. Thanks, Al. Okay, here's why that is. Partitioning your hard drive is a logical way of separating your operating system, which should be on C, of course, and your data, which would be on D. Now, you have to make the conscious decision to put your data on D as opposed to C. Now you may say, well, what's the big deal? Here's the thing. If your operating system's on C and it gets corrupted, then that C partition might get hosed completely. But your D partition is still good. You can still get your data off of it, and life is good. Okay, so that is the reason for partitioning. Now, more and more, computers are expecting everything to be on C because Windows is just kind of that way. So, of course, most people just install things with default values, and it's going to go to C. And you're going to save your documents to My Documents, which is on C. So everything's on C. Now, you can explicitly move your My Documents directory to your D drive. You know, you can move it wherever you want to. But most people don't know how to do that, and so they leave it where it is, and everything goes to C anyway. So more and more people are just creating one large single partition on C and using that. And then if you do that, what you got to do is be sure your data is backed up to avoid the problems that you might encounter with corruption. And I am out of time. Amazingly, it just flew by. So I guess if you do a podcast on a Tuesday, then weird things happen in the time-space continuum that causes the program to compress somehow in the annals of time. I'll have to study that. Maybe that will be something that we can get into in a study at some point, but somehow I don't think so. I don't know. Anyway, we're out of time, and I'm going to have to go. But until Saturday, which will come very quickly, time and space being what it is, remember that the doctor is out!